quarter to six. It is the WIB Wake Up Show. Good to have you aboard this morning. And we call it the best 5 minutes of the day. Now, that doesn't mean it has to be downhill the rest of the day, right, Jason Kanz? I mean, this is just, it's a good way to start the day is what we're trying to get across.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, and if you're starting off on a good foot, I think it's you can hope that it gets better from there.
Caleb has a, he's got relatives who are in radio. Not only does his brother work for a Christian station in northern Minnesota, but it's like an uncle or somebody who's climbed the realms of radio. One of the tips he passed along from his, let's say, uncle, for lack of specificity in my brain, was the idea that if you've got really good content, you know, go with it in the early going of the show. So that's what we try to think here. So,
yeah.
So, Chris, you know, yesterday we talked about conspiracies and we shared something and it was so well received. We had a listener call us and who wanted to access it. That has now disappeared off of your site and off of ours. Not by our intention, but I'm not sure the whole story. And apparently I'm informing you about that.
And yeah, I didn't know about it until you just told me a minute ago. So.
And yet we can see in social media, it seems like people are I don't want to delve into it, except to say that people are taking sides. And it seems like I was looking at Colossians 2 this morning and trying to see if that passage about not debating over empty philosophies and things. And that, I think, was really tied into more spiritual things. But it just seems to me, and I want to get to one of your devotions. I truly, truly do this morning. But it seems to me like we've got the gospel of Jesus Christ, the innocent Son of God who died for the sins of the world, rose from the dead. But we want to argue and squabble about everything else under the sun. And I feel like if that's not a satanic deception or distraction, I don't know what is.
Yeah. You know, I think I mentioned recently on the air, Galatians 5. I think that when you look at the works of the flesh versus the fruit of the spirit, and the works of the flesh have to do with things like dissensions and arguments, and that's simply not the life we've been called to as believers. And I don't know if we do that out of fear, out of thinking that we are defending God's honor. I don't know where that comes from, but there just sure seems to be a lot of it.
Yeah. Well, I just thought, you know what? We need something solid. Head into the weekend, and your wonderful book, Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus, takes us through John 13 through 17 and the Upper Room Discourse. And so it's been a while. So we like to have diversity here and variety, but I think let's end the week with, I think we're continuing into the early part of John 14, right?
Yeah, we're in John 14, too.
All right.
Which it says, "In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you?" The disciples were filled with confusion and fear. These restless young men had made a life with him. He was their stabilizing force and their solid rock. In response to their disorientation, Jesus offered a calming presence. And telling them not to be afraid, he said that his Father's house is filled with many rooms. He wanted them to know that they would always have a place with him. As a child, I remember hearing this verse and thinking that Jesus and the Father lived in a huge mansion, and I wondered where it was located. I focused on the incidentals rather than the main thing. What does this mansion look like? How big will my room be? Will I have to share my room? How far down the hall will God be? How about my friends and family? I still think a lot about these incidentals. I wonder who I will meet in heaven and whether there will be bacon. Even as an adult, I missed the point. Heaven is not about what, but who is there. In heaven, our greatest gift will be dwelling with the Trinity forever. When Jesus told the disciples that his Father's house had many rooms and that he was going to prepare a place, he wasn't talking about making up their beds. He wanted them to feel secure in their belonging with him. In the depths of our souls, many of us harbor fears that we don't belong anywhere. We go through our lives wearing different masks, trying to cast the right image so that we might fit in. But just like the disciples, Jesus looks at each one of us and says, "Don't worry, you belong."
Hmm. That is good. Good stuff. Give me the verse again.
Yeah, it's John 14:2, and it says, "In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you?"
You know, you and I were both part of a Christian movement in the past, and I know at least when I was part of that particular group, they sang that as a song. Do you ever remember singing that as a song?
In my father's house?
Yeah.
I don't. I remember the audio adrenaline version of that song, but I don't remember it. Yeah.
Anyhow, something along those lines, but I don't remember any bacon references in the song. But
yeah, there are also not a lot of bacon references in the Bible, so that's extra biblical.
That was really good, too. Yeah. Give me the lead into the bacon one more time. Give me the lead into that.
It says that I think a lot about incidentals. I wonder who I will meet in heaven and whether there will be bacon.
That is fantastic. I want to pull that back and see if I can pull the audio and share that and surprise that on spring it on Caleb and Hillary later. All right. So I'm supposed to get my hair cut by Hillary today. Sometime after 8, underscoring the fact that many Wisconsinites are turning to unconventional means to get their locks trimmed. So,
yeah, my son's hair is actually starting to get curly. So something's got to be done.
Yeah, exactly. Well, good to talk to you and have an enjoyable weekend. Make it a great Mother's Day for Heather.
Yeah, absolutely. And to Peggy as well.
Mm-hmm.
We'll
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay. All right. Our friend Jason Kanz here on WWIB on a Friday morning. Good morning to Hillary.
Good morning. Oh, snap. I forgot my trimmers at home, Mark.
You did?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to fix this. Oh, no. I'm going to fix this.
I'm spared another day.
No, I'm going to fix this.
How are you going to fix it?
I'm going to maybe run home and grab them.
Really?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to fix this.
Yeah, because that is the plan. I think I mentioned it a time or two, but... We talked earlier in the week off the air. What about, and you said you've cut Dean's hair.
Yeah, I cut Dean's hair routinely.
Routinely?
So, yeah.
And I think Caleb's wife cuts his.
Yeah. And, so. You know, my dad always said the only difference between a good haircut and a bad haircut is 2 weeks.
There you go.
So.
Although when I mentioned it to my wife yesterday, she had kind of a taken aback look like, you are?
Does she want to come in? She should come in and cut your hair.
You are going to have Hillary cut your hair. I don't think she, you know, Evelyn's really good with hair.
Oh.
I mean, she's learned a lot off YouTube. I mean, she does like a different hairstyle. She's got long hair.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
When Elena was in like fourth grade, like Evelyn sought to do a different hairstyle for her every day of the school year.
Oh, my goodness.
Different teachers at Locust Lane would want to go and see like what hairstyle does Elena have
today.
I never knew there were so many hairstyles.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So.
the joy of daughters.
How did you learn about cutting hair?
I just screwed up my husband's enough.
Oh,
to,
okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's trial and error. It's, you
I
know.
Can benefit from the learning you've done on Dean's
side.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, you put a much shorter guide on that trimmer once than you think you had and goes, oh, okay, we're going short this time, honey.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it'll be fine, Mark.
You showed me
it'll be fine.
A GIF haircut picture. It just terrified me. This little boy, and he's got the back of his head. It looks fine. He turns around. It's just horrendous.
The front half was like shaved.
Yes.
Yeah, it's fine.
All right. Let's tell
2 weeks.
Let's tell
totally
people.
Right, the
right.
Difference.
Well, that's the thing. Ed the Barber, downtown Eau Claire. He's right next to One Source Imaging.
Yeah.
And I feel so bad for him. I mean, he's been silent. He loves to cut hair. He's 82 years old.
I know.
And I just want to, there's 200 hair salons. I've just marveled at that number ever since I heard it.
Yeah.
In Eau Claire alone, think about the whole state.
I know.
And that's why I did ask the governor about this. And I know the industry itself was bothered by his answer and felt dissed by him.
Yeah.
Anyhow, we'll see what happens. Republicans calling for a regional reopening and the governor responding to that on TMJ in Milwaukee yesterday and said he had concerns if we do that because of the virus spreading in places in the Northland where they're not prepared to handle it.
Well, the virus is going to spread in the Northland as soon as everyone starts coming up to their summer cottages anyways.
Trig Pronshinsky, the Republican state representative at the news conference yesterday at Loopy's, he had said 90% of the calls to his office are, can we please reopen already?
Yeah.
So anyhow, nobody's, and even let me just say that they're saying, let's do it gradually. They're using the governor's language of turning the dial, but there's different ideas. So like, one man's turning the dial and another's going to be different.
So. Well, and this on the heels of the Department of Workforce Development just released a statement saying that if we keep up as we are right now, the unemployment fund will be empty by October.
Yeah, 5 months, right.
Yeah.
Today is VE Day.
Child Care Provider Day.
Mm-hmm. It is.
I love this.
Fantastic Friday, giving sharks a voice.
Fish or food. Our friends, not food.
Okay.
Military Spouse Appreciation Day.
It's no socks today.
I'm wearing my socks.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah. And my personal favorite, coconut cream pie day.
Wow.
Delicious.
Very good. Thank you, Hillary.
You're very welcome.
We'll see you after 7.
Indeed.
I'll see if she's going to go get her hair trimmers. I told my and here's Caleb's idea, is my sister, Jenny, who joined us recently after a birth, that she would advise you.
I love it.
By phone without seeing what you're doing.
That sounds even better.
So that's the plan about 8:15 this morning.
Love it.
Thank you.
I have some super fun plans for today, not to dominate, but to totally like squee all over everything. So today is the Altoona Intermediate and Middle School Parade. Going through Altoona, the teachers are all going to be in their cars, windows rolled up, social distancing. Yes, yes, yes. We know the rules. But get this. This is a result of the essay that my daughter wrote to the county health department. They have been given permission to do the car parade. And she was contacted by one of the teachers that's planning this about a week ago. And they said, hey, Becca, our car parade is scheduled for 1 o'clock on Friday the 8th. We were wondering if you would be our grand marshal, because this would not have happened without you. We would love to be you to be our grand marshal.
Wow. And she's a 13-year-old seventh grader.
She is a 13-year-old seventh grader. So, I mean, she can't drive. So guess what? The family gets to be in the parade.
Right on. Well, you guys are very familiar with parading.
Yes we are.
With Dean's bike group, right?
Yes, yes. We will be in a car this time. But we have been working on signage for the outside of the car. Mm-hmm. Because windows cannot be rolled down, they ask that everyone have signs on their car saying who was in them, you know.
Sure.
So we got a big old sign that has a giant A in the middle. And then it says, Becca Roth, Grand Marshal.
I like it.
Yeah, it looks nice. You've shown us.
Yes, it's very exciting.
So if people want to, I mean, can people line the streets for this parade? What can they do?
Okay, we're just going to, like, put the rules out there. Because the county health department did provide rules. And they said people should watch from within their homes or from immediately outside their homes. You should not gather in groups outside of your family unit.
So there is,
I mean,
can I be the guy who always introduces some controversy?
Please,
because I went to the Republican news conference yesterday, one of the Republican legislators after the news conference somehow in the discussion got to parades and mentioned that they cited Lisa Gagese, but basically, is there a recognition that when you say you're going to allow for an education parade and not others, that it's a violation in that legislator's opinion of the equality clause?
Well, yeah.
And that when you say, well, you can't have birthday parades going past somebody's house.
Right.
So anyhow.
No, I agree.
They felt that the county leaves itself open to potential lawsuit in that regard.
I just don't want the parades to not happen.
We don't want to rain on her parade.
No, don't rain on my parade. So the county health department has laid out the following guidelines for spectators. Mm-hmm. Give space. People watching may not go up to the vehicles. People may not gather in groups on the parade route or walk in the parade. Keep your circle small. Viewers should watch the parade from inside their homes or in front of their home. Only the people that live in their household should they be with. So
if my car was parked on the side of the street that the parade went by, I could see Becca the Grand Marshal.
You could totally see Becca the Grand Marshal. If you happen to be out for a walk, you know, on the parade route.
Yes.
I mean,
very good.
Anyways, yes. But we're very excited. Dean and I actually, because it's just stressful being the Grand Marshal.
Yeah.
You got to lead. And this is like a serpentine, you know, kind of convoluted path. So Dean and I actually drove the route last night like, oh, snap.
You don't want to, if you're the Grand Marshal, you don't want to go the wrong direction.
Right. Took us an hour and 20 minutes to drive it at full speed. This is going to be a long afternoon.
Are you guys going
to
be second, though, or
no,
first?
We're going to be first. We are going to be first.
You can do this.
Right now is that point of the show every Friday where we say, wow, the week went fast. And you say, Caleb, Mark, Hillary, there is no possible way I can keep up with everything that happened this week. And we say, do not fear, friends. We have got you covered. We have aggregated information from news, politics, sports, if they were around, and pop culture. We're bringing it to you in condensed form, and we call it headlines. So here we go.
A teen in China has the world record for solving a Rubik's Cube 3.47 seconds. Now, the kid would have been faster, but he was doing it while texting.
They say not to do
it's
that.
All about the thumbs. A newspaper run by the government of North Korea provided a thank you letter supposedly written by Kim Jong-un, who has not been seen for weeks. You know, what impresses me about this is that there's countries that still read the newspaper.
Right?
Wow.
Recently, the Transportation Security Administration, the TSA, announced that they had the second highest number of travelers since way back on April 3rd. The planes are empty, but somehow the overhead luggage compartments are still full.
Still.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he liked the way Brad Pitt portrayed him on Saturday Night Live recently, and he's invited Brad to replace him at the White House anytime he's ready.
Nice.
Please, help me.
Research shows that a strenuous four-second workout throughout the day is good for you. So when the Grubhub guy shows up with your breakfast donuts, run to the door. When he shows up with your lunch tacos, run to the door.
4 seconds throughout the day. 19 kids in the state of North Carolina stole over $1 million worth of cars. I guess it's nice to know the kids are learning something while on lockdown.
A study says as little as just 5 minutes a day in the great outdoors can improve your mental health. But if sunshine is good for your mental health, who can explain Florida still being full of so many zanies?
Yeah, I'm not so sure. A study says 90% of Americans admit they lie. Hey, guys, if that's true, how can we trust the answers to the other questions?
Right?
Hello?
Did you hear about that shirt some guy invented that actually doesn't ever need to be washed? I think it's the perfect gift for that special fugitive in your life.
Nice.
And finally, a study says two-year-old children shouldn't watch much TV. Now, we've heard that for years, but it seems a little odd since most TV these days is geared toward two-year-olds.
Totes.
Especially the news.
Yeah. Research shows that optimism is overrated. I wonder if the researchers were confident that that's what they'd find.
And a survey found we are more willing to splurge on mom for Mother's Day than dad for Father's Day. And I mean, it's true. I'm getting dad only one mask, but I'm getting mom too.
There you go.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Now, I know they always say in radio, don't go anywhere. Don't change that dial. You really don't want to, because this is going to be interesting. So
I think this is the most fun I've had on the air in maybe ever.
And we haven't even done it yet. So
poor Mark. He has no words. Yeah.
We're about 2 minutes away, less than 2 minutes away here from Hillary cutting Mark's hair live on the air.
Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing. I said I just wanted a little trim, and her response is, no, no. And I'm like, I've gone to see Ed the Barber recently next to me downtown Eau Claire. Ed, 82 years old, been cutting hair for years. He never disputed with me. You try to please
like
the customer.
The sides and
go big or go home, Mark.
That's not the deal.
We're going to get Mark maybe getting a Liberian haircut.
A nice
here.
Little trim. I just want to extend out. I mean, you never know. Ed could be back cutting hair soon. So we just want to.
Don't take my sunshine away.
This is also on Facebook Live. Michelle, our camera woman here. And Mark has been given, because we have a beach towel as a tarp.
Yes.
Yes.
And then Mark has been given.
They pulled it over. It's like
a garbage bag.
A garbage bag.
To cover his shoulders.
Yeah.
I have a towel to wrap
it's
around his
more like
neck
a straight
too.
Jacket. So
it's fine.
Yes. We'll give
fine.
You about a minute and a half to join us on Facebook Live. We're coming up. Hillary is cutting Mark's hair live on the air next. Mark's getting a little nervous.
He just said, oh, Mark qualifies.
What we didn't tell you about, let me make sure, we have Mark's wonderful sister, Jenny, on the line. Jenny, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Jenny. I'm so
glad. Hillary.
I'm glad you're joining us. I think Mark's getting really nervous that I'm going to cut his hair.
Now, Jenny, you do this for a living. You cut folks' hair for a living, and you are very good at it.
I like to think so, yes.
I'm sure you're...
She's cut mine a lot of times, and it looks
much
stylish.
Much better at it than I am.
She keeps me cutting edge.
So, Jenny, I have my wall home hair cutting with clip and trim trimmers with all the attachments. I have the around-the-ear attachments that are, like, angled.
Yeah.
I have a right ear taper and a left ear taper. And then I have, you know, down from... I have an eighth of an inch, which we're not going to go that short, Mark.
Ooh.
All the way up in many increments, all the way up to a 1-inch cut.
So what do you advise?
Well, I think typically what I've done with you is a number 3.
Okay.
Okay, they're not numbered. They just have sizes. So,
and
like,
again, for those on Facebook Live here real quick, for those joining us on Facebook Live, Mark's sister
numbered.
Jenny is on the phone right now with us. She cannot see what is happening.
No.
But
hot
she
diggity.
Is giving advice.
I have a number 3.
All right. So she's saying a number 3.
Okay.
So I don't know how long Mark's hair is.
It's not overly long. It's just, I got to cut. Here's the deal. I got to cut right before they
the Tuesday or so before they shut down all the hair salons. So it's grown, you know, whatever, 6-7 weeks, something like that.
So I'm going to say start with a number 3.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, Jenny says
so
start
gonna
with
do
a number
like
3.
So I'm going to do like an all over 3 and then do the ear tapers.
No, let her advise you. No, don't tell her. But go ahead. Go ahead. Should she do the 3 all over?
Not all over your head.
Not all over my head. She was
start at the hairline and don't go up past the temple.
Oh.
And then keep it angled down to the occipital in the back and don't go up past that.
All right. So
it's shorter on the sides then it'll be longer on the top?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't want to do the opposite for sure. And
okay. You don't want to do the opposite for sure is what she said for the Facebook Live people.
Okay.
And Hillary had a look of, oh, so, wow, this is really.
If you did the same length all over, then that would be a buzz cut. And that would bring Mark back to his very younger youth.
Yeah.
You
don't know.
But here's the thing, see, because I do this for my husband, but he's bald on top. So I've never cut the top of a head. I've only ever cut the sides.
Wow.
Well, I'm glad I'm here to give instructions.
Okay.
I'm just here for moral support.
Yeah.
And to take pictures.
Okay. So.
Ready?
Okay.
Let's do this.
So, okay, I'm going to start with. I'm going to attach the number 3. Do I use my ear tapers then? Because that's usually my favorite part.
No.
Oh. All right. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm moving over here. I might be a little off mic, friends.
Should probably take
and radio.
These off.
Yeah, take the trimmers.
All right.
Okay, so I'm going to just do the. Okay, I'm just going to do the sides and the back, but not the top.
All right, yeah. Unless maybe Michelle, you can listen over on the headphones for our friends on Facebook Live and kind of relay what Jenny is saying or shouting.
Hang on, because I'm going to. I was going to pull this down because I don't want to get hair.
I was stretching.
She's pulling the garbage bag straight jacket.
Give you that.
Over the top of Mark's shoulders.
You're very brave. Here we go.
Hopefully not stupid, but.
I would have been done by now.
Well, I haven't even started yet.
Oh, don't worry about that, Mark.
Stop! Okay, I think it's going well.
Good. Yeah, I want to keep hearing that. I want to keep
just
hearing
make
that.
Sure the guard stays on.
You having so, fun?
Oh, yeah, no, the guard will stay. Yeah. The guards never come off when I've done this with my
good,
husband.
Good. And then to fast forward a little
are you
bit.
You hearing Jenny?
Just what?
Is she guiding you? It's like you're flying a plane.
See, but Mark, when you're talking, you're talking over Jenny. And not
yeah,
again.
Jenny said don't miss the ear hair.
Don't miss the ear hair.
That's at the end.
Okay. I just don't want to miss any spots. That helps when you put your head down like that, Mark. Okay.
Is he praying?
I think he is. Okay, let me get around the ears. That's all right. It'll brush off. Okay, Mark, can you swivel? Because I've got a limited cord.
Yeah, which way?
Go this way.
Yeah.
Okay,
I can't wait to go back and watch the video of this.
The reason I'm doing this, I want to bring the hairstylist back, and I want Governor Evers to see that.
See how much they're needed?
Well, the governor said he hadn't been to hairstylist in months and months. Some of us need the hairstylist to come back, the barbers. We want him to come back.
Okay, so Jenny is really quick. She's like, I'd have been done before I even started. Okay, so Jenny, okay, I think I'm done with the number 3. Do I do anything on, I gotta turn this off. Do I do anything on the top? Do I just leave the top alone?
Yeah, so the top, how long would you estimate the top is about? 2 inches?
I don't know. Yeah, sure.
So start with the 3/4 inch. It would probably be your number 6.
A number 6. Okay, I have a number 6, the 3/4 inch. Wow, she's good. She knows all of these.
So put that on and then start going up from where you left off on the sides and the back and see how much that takes up.
Okay.
And then kind of scoop over the top.
I don't think. He wants to know if I was going to use scissors at all. I wasn't planning on using scissors.
No, I don't think you should do that.
No, she doesn't think I should use scissors.
All right.
Okay.
What about for the ear hair?
Well, that's where you've got the baby trimmers.
Oh, baby trimmers for the ear hair. Okay.
But you do that last. So start. Mark, this is what I've done with you when I've cut your hair. So
she
you can't
this
go
is
wrong.
What she's done with you when she's cut your hair.
All right.
And what I want to know, too, is when Mark is going to cut Hillary's hair.
No, Mark is never cutting my hair.
I said that should happen next Friday, Mark should cut Hillary's hair.
Only Jan.
I think so.
Only Jan cuts my hair. Okay, we need you to swivel again because I don't have enough
support. What about fairness? If you cut my hair, it seems fair that I would cut yours.
Equality?
No.
Isn't that what she fights for?
So, Jenny, this trimmer is, like, barely taking anything off the top, like, at all.
So the number 6 is hardly taking? Okay, then go down to a number 4. Well, 4 would be a half inch.
So like a 5? Should I just go 5?
Try that, sure.
Okay.
But
so,
if 6 isn't taking anything off, 5, well, that will just give him his nice trim.
How does it look?
Okay. It's fine, Mark.
Okay.
It's fine.
There's no mirror.
Oh, this one's a louder buzz.
That's good for the radio, folks.
Yeah. All right.
Does that seem to be taking anything off?
But yeah, this one's fine. I think this is going to be perfect. What do you think, Michelle? This is quality radio here.
Good.
I think, and you know what? This looks better because it was almost too big of a jump from the smaller one to the whatnot. So.
Well, you'll go then with the number 4 to blend up if you have time.
What number is that?
This is the 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and then you use the 4 to blend the two lengths. I see what you're saying. Yeah, that'd be good because there's a bit of a harsh line. It's fine, though, Mark. Really, it's fine.
Has anyone tagged the governor in this Facebook Live yet? This is what we're up against.
Okay, so... There's 34 people. Look at that. We could. Okay. All right.
You may have people calling you this weekend.
No, I cannot do this for money. That's again. My husband looked into. No, we're not taking appointments. My husband actually looked into like the legals. He's like, you're not going to get in trouble for this. Don't take any money for it. I'm like, yes, honey, I won't take money for this. No one would pay for this.
Is it still bad? Do you owe me?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so I just got to get this little right here. I'm missing spots. I think we're looking good.
Good, good, good.
And, Mark, you have to admit it probably feels good to get that hair off.
Your sister says you have to admit it probably feels good to get the hair off.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to touch up on the side over here.
Well, after those pandemic pounds, I need to lose whatever weight I can.
Right.
So. Hello, yes.
Okay, so I... we're looking okay ish.
Can you get the back of the neck?
Yeah, I was gonna get the neck at the end.
But I have not seen it yet, so there's no mirror
here
in the studio.
It's totally
Jenny
fine.
Says ear hair is at the end too, so I think neck and ear hair trim up at the end.
Save the best for last.
Should I grab the number 4 and just kind of blend
blending is good, sure.
Yes.
Okay, Mark is excited for the blending part. He's so frightened, Jenny.
Oh, no. I there is a bit of a mirror. Yeah, I can see in the window. A lot of gray still. Can't deal with that.
A haircut's not going to take the gray away.
No, it's not.
No, sometimes it enhances when you go
for
shorter.
Us guys, though,
it enhances
it's a sign of
the
wisdom
gray.
Distinguished.
Whatever. You don't get... Don't
gray
get,
hair is a crown for the aged, I believe Proverbs says. So.
Don't get too into the gray. I have the whole slippers. Okay, I'm going to turn you. Okay.
All right, about ready to land the plane, I think.
I think so.
We're getting close. I think we're going to end this right before our weather. I think we're going to have to dig up some Matthew West quarantine life because this is how we live.
I think, Jenny, I'm ready to just shave the neck and I'm done.
That is actually pretty impressive, Hillary.
Hey.
Good job.
Okay.
All right.
So I need your way down.
I'm looking way down.
See?
Try not to dig it into the neck so hard.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. My husband never complains.
Okay. I just wanted to spice up the broadcast.
I try to be gentle.
A tricky area to watch out for is when you're trimming behind the ears with the trimmer. It can get kind of dig in there and... If you see a little blood, it's okay.
Your
Jenny
sister
just
says
said
if
you
I see
a little
blood,
blood
it's
okay.
Okay.
For those on Facebook Live.
What's that? She trying to get me back.
Dave's at the door. I'm not sure if he wants a haircut next.
Well, or... I should even this out. Hey,
I need one, but my daughter used to be a cosmetologist, and she gave up her profession, so I'll have her cut.
Oh.
There you go.
Looks good, though, Mark.
I think it looks all right.
All right. All right. I'm thinking we can finish up on Facebook Live here just in time for weather. And in the meantime... Jenny, we'll keep you on the line here as we play this song, but thank you so much for advising remotely, and I'm sure you'll be interested in seeing what it actually took place on the Facebook Live as well.
Hey!
I can't wait.
Thank you so much, Jenny. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.